morning, everybody. So nice to... Oh, sorry. Oh, not a good start. Morning, everybody. My name is Beth. I'm the curate here, and it's lovely to be with you all. We have got our harvest service this morning, which is really lovely to be with you all at this all age. And I'm going to be a little bit naughty. I'm going to tell you the end of the sermon before I've even started, which is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. This is the answer to all the things that we're going to be thinking about today. First of all, I need 8 volunteers. I need 7 that are going to hold up sheets, and I need 1 that's got some really fast legs and can help me getting things out of some bags. So if you put your hand up, please, come on, you. Right, yeah, come straight down. Amazing, we've got 1, 2, 3... 4, 5. And adults, if you want to come as well, that's absolutely fine. Okay. Now, I wonder if we can guess what these words might be spelling out. You, and if you want to come this side with me, and you can do my running for me. Okay. Can you hold this one up for me? That's it. Okay. Shout the word out if you can guess it already, because I'm, you know. Harvest. Amazing. Here we go.
Harvest.
So, that's 2. S, T. Woohoo. And you're going to help me with this bag. Dun, dun, dun. Bag of wonders. Okay, we have got harvest. And I'm sorry for all of you sat down because you're going to need to do some anagrams for me. So I'm going to ask all my lovely volunteers up here to put down some of their signs, and I'd love it if you can work out some of the words. I'll ask them to put them down, and the first one begins with the letter E, okay, so a bit of a clue for you. So whoever's got the letter S and the letter V, can you turn your piece of paper the other way around? Amazing. Now, everybody, have a little talk. Have a think. What might the first word be? It starts with an E. And we've got a H, an A, an R, an E, and a T. If I could have the next slide on, that would be great. I've forgotten the clicker. Next one. Amazing. It's all up there as well if you can't see. What might it be? Earth. Yes, earth. So when we're thinking about harvest, we need to think about the whole earth, about all the animals, about all the people, about all the different weathers and climates that we can grow different food in. Ewan,
yes. We've
got a different challenge that involves the audience now as well. Please, can you open the bag of mystery and pull out the first item? Okay. Any of the items. Ooh, what is it?
A mango.
If you would like to be in with the chance of winning a mango, you need to guess where this particular mango has been grown and imported into the UK. So please, hand up or shout out. Hand up. Oh, Paul, you know the answer to this already, because we just did it at St. George's. That's a bit cheeky. Any guesses for where a mango might be from? Feel free to put a hand up or shout out. Yeah. Colombia is a really good guess. It's really close. Do you want to have another try? It begins with a B. Brazil! Get that man a mango. Well done. Horatio has won a mango. And Ewan, please could you reveal another item from the bag of mystery?
Coconut.
Amazing. And I'm going to ask the volunteers this time, would you like to guess where the coconut could be from? It starts with the letter I. Oh, good guess. It's not Ireland. Any other guesses? Where's somewhere nice and hot with elephants, starts with I? Beach. Oh, that's very close. You really find them on beaches? Yeah. India. Amazing. Coconut winner. Next item, please, Ewan. A lemon. Oh, and I'm going to ask someone right at the back this time, so you've got to have a jog. Okay, lemon. Where do we think a lemon might be from? Oh, Italy's a really close guess, yeah? Spain. Yeah, do you want to run to the lady that said, put your hand up if you said Spain. Ewan's going to give you a lemon. Amazing. And next one, we have got, dun, dun, dun. A humble apple. Oh, I heard it. Yeah, go on, say it. Nice and clear. Yeah, Kent. Well done. So not only is it from the UK, really local from Kent, I actually find it really hard finding apples from the UK sometimes, so I was quite pleased with that. And last one, what does it feel like? Smooth or furry?
It's spiky.
Spiky?
Ish.
Ish.
It's not furry.
It's not furry.
It's a fruit.
It's a kiwi. So where do we think a kiwi might come from? This one's quite hard, so I'm going to give you the first letter again, which is a letter C. Yeah. That's all right, we forget things sometimes. Colombia, oh, that's such a good guess. Yeah. Costa Rica's also a great guess, but it's not. Not China, would you like to have another guess? Lucy, would you like to have a guess? Oh. A C. Not Cuba, someone over here's got it. Chile, yeah, it's Chile. Well done. Okay, so our first letter of our anagram is Earth. We've got lots of different food, lots of different weather, lots of different ways, and it links a bit to our next word. So if you could all hold your letters the right way around again, and I would like you to turn round a V. And if you've got a V, to turn it back round and turn round a T. Okay, and if we could go on our next slide up here. Okay, so we've got an E, a H, an A, an R, and an S. Oh, I'm hearing whispers. Go on, can you try and, if you know it, shout it all out at once. Ready? Go. Share, amazing. So we've got this whole big world, different weathers, different things that can be grown and made. We need to share, so we get an abundance of things. And have a look on our table here. We've already got some things up here that we are sharing. Now, there's two things we need to do with share, if we can go on to the next slide. We need to share resources. So these are things like food and water, but we also need to share things like knowledge. When countries do different research, when different medicines are found, we need to share all that with everybody. But we also need to share responsibility. So there are some things we're not very good at when we share, which is we share with other poorer countries the things we want to dispose of. We think we share with them different clothes, but actually they pile up in landfills. These are all different things that we need to be more responsible about our sharing. Okay, we've got our last anagram. So if you can hold them all up around the front, and I'm sorry, it's a V again. Unless you've got a V or an S. So if you turn your S around the other way. Okay. Amazing. We have got heart. Heart, amazing. And I do apologise, I've skipped a bit. Can you go back for me, Andrew? Amazing. So thinking on share, this next one, please, Andrew. Thank you, that's amazing. We are doing some sharing this morning with Tear Fund. And Tear Fund do these amazing transforming community projects where they not only teach and teach knowledge, but they also share resources and they equip the people they're teaching to use what they've already got around them. This man is called Isaac. He's part of the Middle Eastern Appeal that we are raising money for today. And Tear Fund believes that poverty is not God's plan. It's caused by a broken relationship and our human behavior. And because resources are shared through Tear Fund, communities around the globe are empowered in many different ways. Next slide, please. This is Isaac saying, sometimes you just need somebody to remind you of who you are and your potential to transform your family with the available resources, what you've already got. Most times we are blinded by our suffering and unable to value God's wonderful gift for us. So this is a really amazing reflection of using what we have, even in difficult circumstances. Because we worry a lot, and we will worry even when the circumstances are easy. We might worry about them changing, but this is actually how we can trust in God, regardless of our circumstances. So yes, we have got heart. Amazing, that is what our word is next. John 14:1 says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me. I'll say that again. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And in our passage this morning, we have the words, do not worry. Put your hand up here in this room. If after hearing the words, do not worry, all your worries have gone. Jesus says a lot, and the Bible says a lot, do not worry. But it is not hearing these words that stop us worrying. We have got some amazing teaching all through the Bible, some amazing things that God teaches us through disciplines, through solitude, through meditating, through praying, through fasting, different and amazing things that mean we can seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But that means we have to do some things on our part. Jesus said, your heavenly Father knows that you need all things. We can trust in him as the heavenly Father as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. So, I'm not going to go into them too much now, but I have got for you some book recommendations. Ewan, would you mind getting me the books out of that bag? And these are things I really encourage you to go away and either read one of these books or find another one that you think would be good for you, encouraging you to seek first the kingdom of God and maybe act on some disciplines for harvest. Why is the Chronicles of Narnia in here? I'll tell you, Ewan. It is a great book, whatever age you are. My husband Tom and I actually read these when we got married. We were reading a lot of theology books, a lot of things that you're kind of using your brain for, and we felt the Chronicles of Narnia was a really great feelings book for feeling how God loves and how God moves. And it's a lovely thing, you know, if you like fantasy, they're great books, and they're great films to watch as well, if that's more up your street. We've got Richard Foster's Celebration of Discipline. This is a great book. It runs through different disciplines, and you can read a different one each week, and then you can maybe share with your family or with a friend or do it by yourself each of the practices in there. We've got John Mark Comer, which is a similar, Practicing the Way, different disciplines we can do in our lives. And this is a book I have not read yet, but I'm telling you all so you can check in on me and make sure I've read it, which is Arja Barber's Consumed, which is a look at colonialism, of our fashion industry, and you know that passage talked about do not be worried about clothes, but there is a responsibility there that we need to take. And yeah, finally, the last one is Narnia, which I've already talked about, which is a great book to read with our families and with our loved ones. Amazing. I think that is my last slide. So I'll leave you with that last one there, and I'll leave some printed out of those book recommendations so you can just take one home with you. But let's say this together as it's on the screen, because I really want us to take this home with us today. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Amazing. Can I have a big round of applause for our lovely volunteers, and well done to all the fruit winners.